Okay. Today is Daf Chaf. Today's shiur and the whole month is sponsored by Avrami and Chavi Khan. Lilo Nishmas Avrami's father, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin, Shama Shahab and Aliyah. Today we are on Daf Yutes Amos Beis on the bottom. So Rabbi Yochanan had just made a statement that the only time you're chayiv, not like this. this thing does, it hits pause in the middle. So you go, yeah, this thing hits pause. So he would get two sets of malchus. Why would he get two sets of malchus? He would get two sets of malchus. Why would he get two sets of malchus? Because he's also eating the truma, right? The zarsha offer locus shnayim, because he has a truma involved there also. And what's ironic, the Gemara says, she'ilu b'tchila achala, but had the czar eaten this piece before any truma was taken off, in a local achas, he would only have gotten one set of malchus. Why? Because it was only would have been tevel. It's one set of tevel. The Ritva points out, before there was any hafrasha, achla ben kohen ben zar, achas mishum tevel, only chayv one eye. There are a whole bunch of things mixed up in here. So he says, the apagad, the tevel of truma, the truma of maaser, shein tevel echadu. It's one name of tevel. Therefore, it's ironic for this guy, if the kohen takes out all of his trumas and maasers, and now he's chayv two for eating it, but if he only took out one, he wouldn't have done anything, he would have get one set of malchus. The Aruch HaNer asked on the Ritva here, it says, what do you mean, Shein Tevel Echadu? The two lavim, the two separate lavim, right? Tevel for Truma is Milo Yichal was Kachi Bnei Yisrael, and Tevel HaTavu L'Maiser, the Isra is Milo Tucha Lecha B'Sharecha. So since the Shnei Lavim, why would you get two sets of malchus? The notes in the Ritva bring down that Aruch HaNer, and then he says, I ain't Shum. So, I don't know the answer. Fine. So that's, so it's only tevel midin truma is meiser. So that's why the kohen gets one set of malchus. But he separated truma within the fruit, so it's still truma. So Yisrael will get two sets of malchus. One for the truma is meiser, one for the truma, and one for the truma is meiser. It's tevel for two things. It's tevel for two reasons for Yisrael, and tevel for one reason for the kohen. Because the kohen is allowed to eat truma. So that's the brisa. So now the Gemara makes a deal. Tain mod isei b'Yerushalayim. The Bryson mentions specifically that you're in Yerushalayim. That's why the Kohen gets one and the Yisrael only gets two. Habiglulin, but if it was outside of Yerushalayim, then the diuk is that the Yisrael will be loka shalosh and the Kohen would be loka two. Why? The apogav the lav roeh pnei habayit pnei achoma, because it never, if it's outside of Yerushalayim, the diuk is that Yisrael will get three sets of malchus. The third set of malchus because it's maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. So you see it from this Gemara that you're chayav for eating Maaser Sheni, even if it didn't come into Yerushalayim yet, which goes against what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said it only chayav for Maaser Sheni once it reaches Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's not the problem. It's a problem. The issue was talking about. It went to Yerushalayim and came out. The ayo, the apke. He first attained a way to Yerushalayim. He did all the separation over there, and then it happened to come out. If it comes out of Yerushalayim, that's when you get three sets of malchus. But if it never went into Yerushalayim to begin with, then who says you get another set of malchus for the Maaser Sheni? So the Gemara says, if that's the case, then what's the chiddush of the brisa? E hachi ma'ala meimra. What's going on here? Look at the Rivan. E hachi ma'ala meimra. He says, defish lama iamart Maaser Sheni mikvulin lokes shalos. There would be a chiddush in the brisa if you told me that Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you get an extra set of malchus. We have a chiddush that teaches me that you'll be chayiv for eating Maaser Sheni even if it didn't come into Yerushalayim yet. The itzrak lemis name is shum de yukadi day hagavula, and that's why we have a reason to mention the brisa. Ela iamar b'da aili b'da afke ma'ala meimra. If you tell me the cases of the went into Yerushalayim then came out, what's the chiddush? Lo he itzrak lebelo de yukadi day. We don't need anything. The pshita that the kohen lokal a tevel bizarre la truma b'ala Maaser Sheni l'chutzachoma. There's no chiddush. We all know already that a kohen gets malchus for eating truma's meiser. That's not taken away. And a czar gets malchus for eating truma. And you're allowed to eat meiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. If it doesn't come to Yerushalayim yet. So what would be the chiddush of the brisa? The only way you can say there's a point to the brisa is by saying that the chiddush din is that if you ate the meiser sheni even before it came to Yerushalayim, you'd chayav a set of malchus. The only way the brisa has a chiddush is if you just make this deal. So the Gemara says, no. Hachab ma'eskiyon. What are we dealing with over here? Kigon da ailinu bitivlayhu v'kasavar matanos shalohurmo timisha hurmudamim. We're dealing with a case where you brought the te'ena into Yerushalayim when it was tevel.
and then it came out from Yerushalayim, even still tethered. Right? So you didn't do all this hafrasha yet. And the chiddush of the Braisa is even though when it was in Yerushalayim, only when it was in Tevel, the fact that it went into Yerushalayim is enough to consider it that the Maisa Seimi saw the Pneya Choma, because Matanos Shelo Hurmu, Matanos that aren't separated yet, are viewed as if they were separated. Okay? So too over here, when it went into Yerushalayim, even though it was Tevel, it's as if the Maisa Seimi went into Yerushalayim. So now you came out, you took it out, you did all the hafrasha outside, and if you ate this outside of Yerushalayim, you got find three sets of malchus. Trumas Maisa, Trumas Maisa Sheni. The Maisa Sheni wasn't hafrasha yet until later. It was only hafrasha outside of Yerushalayim. Doesn't matter. When it was Tevel and went in, Matanis lo Hurmu, Kamisha Hurmu Dan. Right, so the Ritva says you only say it's the Chumra. You don't say it Lekula. Say it Lekula, and the Kohen never Mechayim. It's as if it's my Kohen gets it something that's piece of tevel. Right, it's as if it's taken off. I can eat the truma now. I can eat the whole piece. So the Ritva says it's only the chumra. They ask on the Ritva. There seem to be other instances where you say it even lekula. The Achiezer, Chaim Moses says that maybe it's a difference between Isser and Mamo. The Gabe Mamo, we always say matanos shel hurmu mishahurmu damir. But the Gabe Isser, we only say it chumra. Not Lakula. But here's Lakumra, because you're saying now the Maisa Sheni went into Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, okay, so now basically we're saying that Rabbi Yossi, who quoted this Brisa, right, this is, Rabbi Yossi says, he holds a Matanish Lohurmo Kamisha Humotami. And now we're going to ask a question that it can't be, because that Shita is the Shita of Beishamai, and why would anyone hold this Beishamai? We always pass it like Beis Hillel. It's like a running theme in the Gemara, unless you see Shemute, no one's allowed to hold like Beishamai, after Beishamai, obviously. So, the Gemara says, Sava Rabbi Yossi Matanis Lo Hurmu Kamisha Hurmu Dami? Is that possible? Let's look at Vatanya with the following Braisa. And it's Rabbi Yossi in this following Braisa. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Lo Nechku Beishamai Beishilel Al Perish Lo Nigmar Melachton V'Avr B'Yushalayim Sheyipadim Maisha Sheni Shalem B'Yachol B'Chol Mokom. Beishamai and Beishilel do not have a machlokas when it comes to fruits that aren't fully grown. Lo Nigmar Melachton. So they're not completed yet. And they went into Yerushalayim at this stage, not fully completed yet. And then they came out of Yerushalayim, right? And then you amafresh them. They both agree that you can be pulled to the Maisha Sheni wherever they are and eat it wherever you are. The halacha is that once Maisha Sheni comes into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be pulled to it anywhere outside of Yerushalayim. And you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. But here, the case is that it's as if they didn't go into Yerushalayim, and therefore, since they went into Yerushalayim before they were Chayib and Shumas and Maestros, we don't say Kimisha Homer Damiv. It's as if they didn't see the Choma, and therefore you can be pulled it outside of your slime, and you can eat it outside, and then you can eat it. Right? But Alma Nechlechu, so what's their Machlechus about? Al Peirus and Nigmar Malachton. You have Peirus that they're complete Peirus. But of your slime, and they went into your slime, and then you took them out. So Beishamai Omrim, Yaxi Masha Sheini Shalahem, Beyoko Bishalayim. You have to bring them back into your slime and eat it there, because he holds Matanis Lohurmu, Misha Humadami. So once it went into Yerushalayim, it already was caught, the walls already grabbed the Maisa Sheni, and you have all the chiyuvim of the Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Beis Hillel Omri, Beis Hillel says, no, you pada, you can be pulled in the Maisa Sheni, for Yachal B'chol Makom, and eat it wherever you want. Why? Because they don't hold of Matanos Lo Hurmu Kamisha Hurmu Dami. It went in, it was Tevel. And then it came out. So it was never hoof rush inside Yerushalayim. Right? The Isaac Adaitach Matanos Lo Hurmu Kamisha Hurmu Dami, Hal Kaltuva Mechisos. If Beis Hillel would hold, and we assume that Rabbi Yossi holds it to Beis Hillel. So if you hold that Matanis Lohurmu Kamisha Humur Dami, the Hakal Tuah Mechitzos, the walls grabbed it already, right? And therefore you wouldn't be able to code it outside of Yerushalayim. So it's Muchach that Beis Hillel holds that Matanis Lohurmu are not Kamisha Humur Dami. So even though the Peiros went into Yerushalayim when they were Tevel, still you're allowed to be pulled to the Maisa that was Hufrash afterwards. And we don't say that it already went into Yerushalayim. And so therefore, you see that if that's the case, Rav Yossi has to hold like Beis Hillel. So Rav Yossi holds like Beis Hillel, then he doesn't hold Matanis Lo Hurmu Kamisha Hurmu Dami. So that's not the chiddush of the Braisa. And if the case is the Ayel De'Afki, there is no chiddush of the Braisa unless you say that Maisa Sheni is still Chayev Malkus even if before you go into Yerushalayim. So what's the chiddush? So Amar Rava. Rava says no. This is the answer. Mechitza Lechol Doraisa. the key gazer rabbanon to isa ve'ene v'tibli l'gazer rabbanon. It's a mouthful. Let's say outside a little bit. The idea that going into Yerushalayim forbids, right, the mosquitoes grab it, and it forbids you to eat the ma'aser sheni outside Yerushalayim. That's a din d'oraisa. So by that din d'oraisa, we say matanish lo hormo kamisha hormer tami. So even if the payros went into Yerushalayim but didn't tegel, the chiddush of the price is you're no longer allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim. But the idea of being poda, and they still are talking about a case of podia, the idea of being poda that once the ma'aser sheni went to Yerushalayim and now came out, it's not allowed to be poded anymore. That's a din d'rabbanan, right? Mechitza litlot is a din d'rabbanan. So the key gazer rabbanan. When did the rabbanan make the gzera that if ma'aser sheni comes out of Yerushalayim, you're no longer allowed to be poded, you can't redeem it? That is ki isa be'ene. That's when it was in Yerushalayim, it was actual ma'aser sheni. But b'tivlei, if it only saw Yerushalayim in tevel, so then they don't make the gzera when it comes out of Yerushalayim, and still be allowed to be poded. So therefore, we still have the chiddush in our brisa. The chiddush in our brisa is it's even Beis Hillel holds, and even Rabbi Yossi holds, that matanish lo hormo kamisha hormu dami legabe achila. The Beis Hillel was we proof for that Beis Hillel doesn't hold the matanish lo hormo kamisha hormu dami. That was legabe p'tia. That's no problem. But now we still have the chiddush in our brisa, and we don't have a raya that you're chayav for eating ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Because this ma'aser sheni was already saw Yerushalayim. You're only chayav once it came into Yerushalayim. That's answer number one. Okay. Answer number, going back to where we were now, this is my focus on how to explain the Gemara now, but going back to the way the Rivan says it, is that now we're going to answer another question of Maila Meimra. So the question was, if you held that we're talking about a case, the Isle de Afke, the Taino went into Yerushalayim, and then it came out, and that's why you chayav three sets of malchus and you ate it outside of Yerushalayim, you don't have to say the reason is because you chayav to eat a ma'aser sheni even before it came into Yerushalayim. And you don't have to say the reason is matanish lo hormo kamisha hormo dami. I have another chiddush. The chiddush is Ravina Amar denakit lebekana. We're talking about a case where he's in Yerushalayim and he's holding the ma'aser sheni on a stick over his shoulder, and the stick is still outside of Yerushalayim. So the halacha is it's considered as if the ma'aser sheni was in Yerushalayim. The tivshu b'ayi derapapa. This answers the question towards the end of yesterday's daf, where we had paper, what the story would be with this stick. The chiddush of this brisa is, that once you're in Yerushalayim, even though the stick was holding the ma'aser sheni is outside of Yerushalayim, it's as if the ma'aser sheni went into Yerushalayim, and therefore if you ate it, machlokas if you ate it where else in a second, if you ate it in Bibulin, you'd be chayiv, this Yisrael would be chayiv 3 once the kohen takes up all this trumas and ma'aser. Question is, where would you be chayiv? So if you look at the Rivan says, this is the last Rivan of the short lines. He says, Ravina Amar, hi did the kina la'el, hi the gvul in loka shalosh. The fact that we made the deal previously, that in Chutz Laretz, in Chutz Yerushalayim, you would get three sets of malchus, the kabbai is by the maimer, we ask, all right, what's the chiddush? Itzrich, we need that, could go to Makan Levikana, he's holding on to a stick. The Kamash Malon, the commander Rav Pnei Chomadami. It says, as if it saw the walls already. The Loka Mishum Lo Tuchal, and your Loka, Ihadri Ach Keva Achle. And your Loka, you get Malkos, if you took this thing and you moved away from the where you were, you went further away from the wall, and you ate it. Mashma, and if you ate it right there, you'd be okay. Where the Tosos points out, the Tosos Di Blas Ravina, he says, look at the third line. Learn the last line. Below kisha oklu bimikomo. The adayim eo panim lagamre. So according to Tosos, even if you ate that te'ena right on that spot where the stick is, outside the walls of Yerushalayim, you would be chayiv malchus for eating ma'aser outside of Yerushalayim. Because it's considered in Yerushalayim agave that it saw p'nei achoma. But it's not considered in Yerushalayim enough. It's sort of like a split personality here. It's not considered Yerushalayim enough in order to be considered eating it in Yerushalayim. Rivan makes more sense. Rivan says if you eat it right there, it's in Yerushalayim. He says you only get chayav malchus if you bring it further away. Okay? So, I don't know. You can say that, ask about any question. I know you say. You can ask about any. Sorry, look at me. I'm assuming Bismana Gemara, they were very, very Machmir and knew the halachas of Shumas and Maisers, and therefore able to give up proper Asra. Right. He saw the whole thing. Yeah, why not? I guess so. I mean, that has to be the underlying assumption. The Gemara doesn't ask us a question. But the Gemara is pushing. No, they have no problem with that. I don't know. They never have any problem with Malchus when it comes to Adam. There are certain rules. Assume those rules are applied. Okay. Next Mishnah. You have to assume every time the Gemara says this Malchus is of this prop Rasra. Otherwise, the Gemara won't say this Malchus. So that's it. Okay. The next is the next Mishnah. The Torah mentions, the Dvarim says the Pasuk, Banim Hashem L'Hashem, Banim Atem Hashem L'Keichem, Los is Godu, Los is Sima Karcha B'Ninechem L'Meis. Meaning you're not allowed to pull out your hair, right, or to make any wounds on yourself because of the, Tzar over a meis. Right? You can't mourn in that way, right? And there's another Pasuk that says, Los Akipu Pa'as Roshchem, you're not allowed to round the corners of your head, so that's the payas. And the low sashkis is pa'asik anefa. You're not allowed to destroy pa'asik anefa, the corner of your beard. If you don't know what it is, you'll see today and tomorrow. There's a maid logos we're showing him. I said, what's the sin of this corner of your beard? And if we take the chum all the shittos, and therefore we say, no sin in your beard. Can you, on your face, can you use a tar, whatever that is. Leave what the tar is and what's not a tar. That's a Shabbos here. I know there's a whole machlokes whether or not the lift and cut is considered a tar or not. Some say it is. Some say it's the best way to do. Some say it's the worst thing to do. Then there's the brawn, the foil shavers, whatever. Okay. Leave that. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi to ask about that. You know, people go to the advertisements of the stores. We know how to remove the lift and cut. Well, I said, if you remove the lift and cut, why am I buying a lift and cut? I'll buy another one. So, you buy the lift and cut from the guy, then he takes out the lift and cut. Anyway, so... All right, so you're not allowed to take out, you're not allowed to take off the hair from the side of the head, right? Basically, what that means, you're not allowed to round off. You're not allowed to round off. So the payas have to be the separation of the top part of the head, face and the bottom part of the face. And now the Gemara is to talk about that. So, HaKoreach Karcha Berosho. A guy pulls out the hair of his head, out of the anguish over somebody's death. The cloak is whether or not you're allowed to do that. What if you cut the hair out of anguish someone's death? Or if you use a razor, pull out the hair. Okay. The Hamaki Pas Rosho, and if you circle the payas, right? So therefore it becomes all even around. The Hamashmish Pasikano, and if you shave your beard with a tar, Machlokas Rishonim, it says we all know that the Mashmish Pasikano has to be with a tar, right? With a razor, with a blade. But what about the Maki Pa'as Rosho? So the Rambam holds that Maki Pa'as Rosho is also on with a tar. If you use it with scissors or a non-razor, you won't rip your thigh. We pass in the Chumra against the Rambam that the Maki Pa'as Rosho is no matter how you use it, it doesn't make a difference. But for the beard, we pass it it's only a tar. Okay, but Maki Pa'as Rosho, the Hashoret Srita Achas, what if someone takes some. Also, if you make gashes in your body, also because of the feelings of tzar over a mace, you're also chayav malchus for all these yisurim. Okay, the Rishpo explains why they're all kedushim, why these are listed. The whole question was why we're not listing all the lavim. So why are these lavim? Mentioned the Rishpo talks about it. Sarek srita achas achamisha mesim. If the five people died, and due to the anguish of those five people died, he has in mind those five people when he wounds himself, then he's chayav five times. Oh, common shritas on mace achas. Or if he wounds himself five times over one mace, chayav akol achas va'achas. Each shrita and each mace is one in 30, the chayav five sets of malchus. Okay. Al harosh shtayim. If he rounds the corners of his head, and the rosh, the payas rosh, he's chayav two. Achas mikam, the achas mikam, because you have two payas. You have two sides. The guy goes to the barber shop and he gets it cut off. He goes, oh, I'll make it even on the other side. That's not what he's supposed to do. It's each side. Each side's own issue. If it happens to be on one, okay, didn't issue one, don't do it. Don't do it on the other side. Right? I remember somebody in high school doing that. Oh, he cut it. Make it even. And he cuts the other side. Al Rosh Chayv Shtayim, Achzukan, Achzukan. The Al Hazokan, right? On the Zokain, we say the luck is that there are five payas of the Zokain. And the focus where they are. The point to the chin, by the jaw, all different places, right? So he says that there are a total of five. Shtayim mikan, two on each side. the shtayim mitzad, the contour on the other side, the achas mamata, and one basically the chin. Yeah, he has a little pictures over here of which what they are. Basically, we don't know what they. I know the major makos what they are. We'll talk about tomorrow also. The Ritva tomorrow has a whole list of what they are. But we pass on the chumra that it basically encompasses the entire face. You can't put on the entire face. Rabbi Leza Omer im nitla kulon ka'achas enu chayv ala achas. If you took off all the payas of the rosh, right, or all the payas of the zakein in one shot, and how do you do that? You do those creams, right? You put, you take those creams and you put on. They come off in what are they called? The last story. Yeah, that's what those things are called. Yeah, sometimes people shave with that. They put the creams on and it pulls out, they pull it, nair, things like that. It falls out the hair. So if you do that in one shot, then you ain't no chayiv ela achas. You only chayiv once. Right? You only chayiv once then of malchus. I just want to quote the Rush writes, the yira shemayim nitzi de kulam, the lo yad v'tara kolz kano. Don't put a razor any place on your face. You want to make sure that you don't, you're not chayiv over anything. The ain't no chayiv, the Tanakhama continues, the ain't no chayiv, Acha yitlenu betar. This is where the machlokes are. You're not chayiv until you use a razor. Right? So is this applied to the payas or to the beard or to both? Definitely applies to the beard. But Rabbi Lezer Omer, afilu likato bimalakate. Even if you took a malakate, obiratine chayiv. These are sharp objects. I guess they're not razors. I don't know how to define them. These sharp objects, how do you define them? He just doesn't define them? He just transliterates them? Okay, various types of blades, you're fire. Okay. Five times, five things. One action. Five people a month. You're fire. That's what the Mishnah says. Talk about it in the Gemara. The Tanur Rabbanim. The Pasuk says by the Kohanim, it says lo yikrifu. They're not allowed to, you know, make themselves bald. They're not allowed to pull out their hair. So yachal, if you look karef arba v'chamesh kriyos lo yichayev el achas, so you would think that if you pulled out four or five kriyos on one mace, you only be chayiv once. Tamil Omer, there's a kasuf. It says karfa. It says lo yikrifu karfa. So the redundancy it doesn't really pick up in the English, but in the Hebrew, you see the redundancy, right, of lo yikrifu karfa. The chayiv of karfa be karfa. The chayiv for each and every karef that you did. So if you did five for one mace, you chayiv five times. Okay. Birosham ma Tamil Omer. Why did the pasuk continue by the? It says lo yikrifu karfa birosham, right? By the Quran, it says birosham. What is that? Ma Tamil Omer. What does that come to teach us? Lefisha Namar, since the pasuk says by Yisrael, it says Lo says go to do the Lo says Shima Karcha Beninechem Ameis. So Yochol Lo Yechayev Ela Al Beninayim. Right? You would think that maybe only Chayev if you pulled out the hair like between the eyes, meaning go up between the eyes, like in the forehead area. You pulled out the hair, hit the hair there. Right? Ela Al Beninayim. Bilvad Minayim LaRavas Bechol Rosh. How do you know they have to add the entire head? The entire head. Tamalom Berosham. The head, the rabbas kolaros. By the Kohanim, it says by Berosha. So it says, Lo sashim akorcha b'nei necham ad Yisrael. You think it's only between the eyes. Therefore, it says Berosha by the Kohanim to say that every place on the head, Yuchayev. The Ainli Ela B'Kohanim. I only know the whole place, the whole head, Yuchayev, for the Kohanim. Shariba v'hen akasim mitzvah yaseiros. Because Kohanim have a lot of extra mitzvahs. Maybe they have an extra mitzvah over here also, but they're not going to pull out the hair anywhere on the head. Yisrael minayin. How do you know that Yisrael is also chayev for any, he pulls out hair any place on his head? So you know, Zer Shabbat. Nemar Khan Karfa says by Yisrael Karfa, but Nemar Lahan Karfa. It says by the Kohanim Karfa. Ma Lahala, just by the Kohanim Chayim of a Karfa, but Karfa, Yechayim for each and every removal of hair. Yechayim ala Rosh Kabin Hainayim, and Yechayim on the entire hair, just like Yechayim between the eyes. Akan, so too by Yisrael, Chayim al Kol Karfa, but Karfa, Yechayim ala Rosh Kabin Hainayim, Yechayim for each and every hair pull, and Yechayim for each, for every part of the head, even not Ben Hainayim. And what's the Gzeir show the other way? Umala Hala and by Yisrael it says Dafka Alameis, Afkan Alameis. So too by Yisrael, and the Kohen is only on the Mace. Because it says, the only part it says the Mace is by the Yisrael Pasuk. It says, Bonim Atem Hashem Lokechem, Losus Godel Losim Korcha Beninechem Lameis. Doesn't say Lameis by the Kohen. Because the Gzeir Shabbat, we move back to the Kohen also. So the same rules apply for the Kohen, applies to Yisrael. So the Gemara says, it just says Mace, I don't know. Just says mace. Over the anguish of a mace. A dog is not considered a mace, it's not. You're an idiot. Then you're an idiot. But I don't know. I don't think that's the Gemara is talking about that. So Hani Arba Bachamesh Krikos, right? The Gemara said that you chayev four or five krikos, right, in one shot. Right? This is four or five krikos for one mace. Right? Hechi Dami, what's the case? This is your question. What's the case? If I did one and you gave me a sroah, you gave me a sroah and another one, then what's going on? The chita, of course, I'm chayiv each and every time. And a sroah each and every time. Ela b'chada hasroah, if it's one hasroah and I pulled it out five times, mi mechayiv? Why am I chayiv in this? Like your question, why am I chayiv five malchus? Right? B'hatnam, similar to the following price that we have in Nazir, and so the Mishnah is in tomorrow's daf. Nazir shahayiv shosa yayin kol yom. A Nazir is drinking wine all day. He's only chayiv once in a malchus, with one hasra. But amru lo al tishda. If in between, if you keep warning him, don't drink, and after each hasra he continues drinking, then he's chayiv for achas ba'achas. So in our case also, if it's one hasra and he pulls out five times, why is it chayiv five? So he goes lo tzricha desach chamesh etzba osav, desach chamesh etzba osav nasa. What he does is he puts the cream on the fingertips of each of his fingers, and he takes his whole hand on his head, and he pulls it out. So he pulls out with one hasra, he does five actions. So you're saying the hasra was on each and every one of his fingers. I guess the kufu mechlafen over here. Then each part of his body, it just has to be separated enough that they can tell it's separate. But that's the chiddush. As he puts it on the cream on his hand, goes like this, pulls it out. That's five meisim on one hasra, but it's five meisim and you try it. Okay, the kama shiur, how much hair do you have to pull out in order to be chayiv? Kama shiur karfa, how much? Ravuna omer kideisha yirim erosho, that in order that you can see the bald spot on his head. Rav Yochanan omer mishum, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon kegris, like a gris. I don't know, but he'll think that they gris like a penny or a dime, depending on who you ask. What? A bean, right? But what's the size of a gris? It comes up by summon, by staining. It's not big enough as a gris. A quarter is too big. A dime is, you know, penny, whatever. So, it's the first year. Rav Huna says it's Kadesh Yirim Erosho. So the Ripper brings out that he doesn't know whether it's a chumra or a kuma. He says Kadesh Yirim Erosho. He says Yeshiv Perish Lachumra, which means Kol Shenira Korcha Erosha, but few will be even Daka Mikarov, even upon inspection if you can see it. And the other side to say is Yeshiv Perish Lachula. Only if you see the bald spot from a distance without looking at it. Right. It's a larger area, so it doesn't know whether it's a kumra or lakuma. Okay. So kamashir of right karka, or hun kadesh yirme rosh, or yokno mishum regalazar, or shimon kigris, kitanoi, and the same achlokas of hun or yokanon is the same achlokas tanoim, because kamashir karka, kigaris, like a gris, acheim orim kadesh yirme rosh. Again, it can be seen. Amr Yehuda bar Chaviva, pliga bat flasa tanoi. He says, no, it's a three-way machlokas tanoi as to what the shear is. Chad omar kegaris. One says like a gris. Chad omar kedeshi yir meroso. That you have, in order to see, to be able to see it. Again, ritva, whether that's a chumar or kula. The chad omar, and the third sheet is, kishtei sa'aros. We pulled out two hairs. The ika demapik shtei sa'aros, and some say, take out the sheet of the shtei sa'aros, umayel ka'adosha. Right? And put in an adasha, which is like a lentil, which I think is a smaller shear than the shtei sa'aros. Alright, so take out shtei sa'aros and put in an adasha, and simanach, and your siman to know that the replaced shita is the shtei sa'aros and the adasha is baharis kegris or michika adasha. The same way we have a concept of gris and adasha by the tsaras of baharis. Right, the tsaras of the baharis is, it's a type of tsaras on the person, and therefore it's the size of a gris, and it has to have within it something else of an adasha. Not that it's all lach as a nagayim over there. So therefore, it's just like over there, you have the gris goes with adasha. So to over here, gris goes with adasha, and that's how you know that the shita that was taken out was the shtei saros, and the shita that was put in was the adasha. Fine. To rip it out for no reason, and there's not getting malchus for that. Right, that's what the pasuk says. Yeah, and you pulled it out because of the anguish over that person's death. It doesn't seem, it says I'm with a death. That's what the pasuk says. Tana, we have a brayso that says, Hanotel milo pizug b'shabes chayev. Someone who cuts hair off of his head, the amount of a scissor cut, I think that's what it means, the amount of a scissor cut, Yuchayev achatus on Shabbos. Yuchayev 45 for gozes, for shearing, right? Right? The kama milo pi hazug. And how much is milo pi hazug? Amr Yehuda shtayim. It's two hairs. The Gemara says, wait a second. Bahatanya likorcha. The Brisa said that you're chayav for two hairs for korcha. Mashma, that only for korcha you're chayav for two hairs, but everything else would be a different shear. So ema no b'chein the korcha shtayim. Just like on Shabbos, you're chayav for pulling out, for cutting two hairs, so to korcha will be two hairs. So that's the hilchos Shabbos here comes up over here. Because what's going on over here? You're cutting out gozes. It goes as two sets, two hairs on your head, and you're chayav. Then a malach chain three for gufa. What are you doing it for? Right? We pass the malach chain three for gufa. You're potter. I mean, it's usher, but you're not chayav in fatis. But Tosos points out, the Baal Tosos, I skipped the big Tosos, but the Baal Tosos says, the malachay shu chayav, peirish reshvam, the usher dafka of Yehuda, the umar malach she'ena three for gufa chayav halal. He says, no, you're right, ain't a kanami. This Bryce is going to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, malach she'ena three for gufa. Yuchayev. But, I saw, where did I see that? The Ritva says, he says that this is a malach shetzvich lagufa, because he says it's a tikkun. Because what you're probably doing is, maybe it's white hairs or black, you're trying to make it eat, so it is a tikkun. Somehow here you're mitaking your hair by pulling out these two, and therefore he says, pevish is a tikkun hu, u malach afilu basar achas. It says in a later case, but that's considered to malachas. They say that no, this is a malachas shvi'ah lagufa, and therefore will be the whole deus. But the Gemara just says you took a scissor and you cut two hairs out. Seems like a malachas shvi'ah lagufa. So you got to come up with a little kimta to tell me it's a malachas shvi'ah lagufa. Tasha says that you're not doing that. Otherwise, the Gemara would have said you had knit in your hair and you're pulling it out. Then it says malachas shvi'ah lagufa. But here you have to come up with that kimta because the Gemara doesn't say it. Okay. We have a similar price that says, "Hanotel melopi zug b'shabes chayev." If you take melopi zug on Shabbos chayev, achatas. If you take melopi zug, shayim it's two. Rabbi Lezer Omer achas. He says not even one. Umod if a chomer Rabbi Lezer and if a chomer umodet to Rabbi Lezer, the milaki with bonos mitov shkoros. If you had one white hair amongst your entire head of black, and you pulled out that white hair on Shabbos, that's clearly melachas shvi'ah lagufa, and they would agree that that's a significant shear. That's a significant shear to be chayiv fatos on Shabbos. Afilu achashu chayiv, because you're makbid on that white hair. Right? V'dabar zeh, and then the Mishnah House says, Rice continues, v'dabar zeh, to pull out the white hairs from the black hairs, afilu b'chol asr. It's even also to do that during the week. The one hair, Rishim Shenemar, v'yilbash geber sinless isha. You're not going to dye your hair, but that's a sinless isha. Machlok is where that's a deraisa of the Rabbanim. Because the Lashon of Rishim Shenemar may imply that it's a din Rabbanim. So here you get all the machlokos and all the issues that the post can ask about simlas isha, about pulling out hair, coloring hair, looking in a mirror, all these things about whether you're not going to do that. Fine, that you got a little time to go into that about what about pulling out. But Moshe had other tshuvas, right? Moshe says, I thought Moshe says you can color your hair on a job interview. Doesn't he have a famous tshuva about that? But I think that would only work if you say it's a dindar rabbanon. If it's dindar rabbanon, then you can have kulas. If it's a dindar raisa, maybe it's not rabbosha. I just heard a tshuva that way. But what? If it's a dindar rabbanon, you can say, but they weren't goes there. If it's dindar raisa, you can't make any head for it. It's a dindar raisa. You can't pluck it out. Cut all your hair around it. You're not allowed to call, according to this. According to the Pashas Gemara, you're not allowed to dye your hair. People who do dye their hair, they have a tailor. They have other tailor. They can do everything. Anyone who does everything, obviously they have a tailor. No one would do anything wrong. So you have, Klal Yisrael's Bethesda's Pashas. So if someone does it, you have to assume that they have a heter. Okay. Pirates. The Mishnah said, Hamakif pa'as rosho. Right? So if you make your head into a circle, when you cut your payas. So Tanu Rabbanon, pa'as rosho. What's pa'as rosho? That's sof rosho. It's the end of your head. The A's is sof rosho. What's considered sof rosho? Zeha mashvet tzedov acharei ozno u'fadachto. I think you even out the sides of your head with the temple. So basically, you cut, it's this part, it's this portion over here, from here to here, right? So you make it all even. You cut this whole point out. That makes a circle around your head. There's a picture over here. Okay. Tani tani kamedra of tzedah. So someone told a brisa, a person who said the brisa, said up for of tzedah. Echad hamakif, the echad hanikaf loke. Both the guy who, let's say I'm sitting in the barber, somebody's sitting in the barber's chair, and I cut his payas off. I'm chayiv, I'm the makif. And the guy who's sitting there, the nikaf, is also chayiv. So the Gemara says, wait, what are you talking about? Amalei, man de'achol tami ba'arbelei loke? The guy didn't do anything wrong. A guy just eats
basically the sentence is basically saying, somebody who eats dates from a basket that his friend took on Yom Tov, he's going to get malchus. The other guy was over the Isser. He didn't do anything. He's just sitting there. He just ate dates that were taken off the tree. He didn't know. This guy also, he's just sitting there. So the Amr Lachmani, so who's this like? Rav Yehudi, the Amr Lavshin Ein Bo Maisa Lokinalav. It must be, in order to say that the Nikaf is also Chayim, you must hold the Lavshin Ein Bo Maisa Yolokinalav. Because he's sitting, he's not doing anything, he's just sitting in the chair. So the Gemara says, no, you know what, I'll give you two possibilities where I can explain the Braisa that it is not a Dover She'ein Bo Maisa, and therefore it goes with Koladeus. Rav Amar B'Machiv L'Atzmo, you do it yourself. If I shave my own head, pay us off. So I'm Chayim two, I'm Chayim Malkus twice. We did Machiv, we did Nikaf. That's one way. Rav Ashi Amar B'Misayeya. No, when you help the guy who's cutting your hair off, and that's Dibrei Kol, because you were Maisa. So, I'm assuming, sitting in the barber's chair, and if they ask the Shayla, and when the guy says, turn your head this way, turn your head that way, you're kind of helping him out, so maybe you consider the Nikaf in that instance, it's considered a Lav Shigeish Bo Maisa, and in that case, you'd also be Chayim for cutting the payas. Okay? Let's do one more line. The Hamashnis Pa'azikano, and often you destroy the corners of your beard. So the Gemara is going to try to bring a price of what is the corners of your beard. Tan Rabban and Pa'azikano, what's that? Sof Zikno. That's the end of your beard. The Aza Sof Zikno, Shibola Zikarno. It's like the husk, or the edge. I don't know how he explains that. Shibola Zikno, right? And I guess included in the Shibola Zikno is going to be all five places, which we had the Machlokes, what those five places are. So those five places are considered the Pa'azikno, and you're not allowed to be Mavir Atar on those five places. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll pick up again tomorrow.